Hey, stand up straight when I'm talking to you, boy. Howdy, people. Hey, I gotta say, this beer's going down real well tonight. Yeah. As we know, most Femons live in Disneyland, in Fantasyland, and they never want to grow up or deal with any real reality. And of course, children are the same way. And of course, children lie if they can get away with it. And here's a Femon right here, who says she's a cougar. Now, it's usually men who say Femons are cougars, but Femons are starting to say it themselves. I'm a cougar, I'm a 10 out of 10, I'm a goddess, I'm too attractive for men. I mean, it almost makes me want to puke up the beer I'm drinking, but I'm not gonna. But this Femon here says she has hundreds of young men who are begging to go with her. Had a vision in my head. There's her bedroom and the door, and there's a line of young men going down the stairs, out the door, all the way up the street, past the fish and chip shop. Yeah, right. She must be cheap. Of course, in reality, the wall has hit this Femon long time ago. In fact, it rode straight over her. Or maybe she's eaten it. I mean, Femons of today are so far up their own asses. In fact, this one looks like she's got something up her ass anyway. So maybe they go on, say, TikTok or something, and they get all these people saying things about her, saying how good she is. That isn't a date. That isn't real. It's not a relationship. But you see, it's all a persona for them. And all it is, of course, is a bunch of goddamn lies. Let's be honest, this Femon is big. And she's big all over. She's 43 years of age, and she acts as if she's 18. And she's just offering one thing, as they all are. They're one-trick ponies. And this one is becoming an old nag. And because this Femon expects us to believe all that gobbledygook, she's treating us like idiots. And I can only see one idiot at the moment. So, moving on to another Femon. Now, here's a Femon that works for the BBC. Of course, we all know the BBC has gone so woke, and this is a case in point. But she's laughing and everything because when she gets in her car, she's got such big breasts, they honk the horn. They're so unruly. Oh, my God. Oh, and here's another picture. Oh, look, she had a dress malfunction. Her breasts are so big in that one of them tried to come out. So she had to put a Sainsbury's bag over to cover it up. Oh, please help me. Well, if you don't get it, guys, she's got big breasts, did you know? Well, I'm sorry if she's on the BBC doing anything about talking about anything. I could not take her seriously. She's far too much of a child. And don't worry, honey, when you get a bit older, your tits will be all hanging down by your ankles. Try and make a joke about that, little girl. I mean, this isn't funny, it's embarrassing. And talking about embarrassing, here's the next Femon. This is a self-professed cougar. Yeah, another one. This deluded Femon is 64 years old, but she reckons it's better to go with her than some young Femon. Yeah, right. And she gives a few reasons why. She's confident. She doesn't play any games. Well, like lawn bowls. And let me tell you, they all play games, even at that age. She says she's independent. No, don't believe that. No obligations. Yeah, another lie. Oh, and she says people of her age are better in bed. They're good at sex. I doubt it. If I'm going to have sex with a Femon, I ain't going to bring a suitcase full of attachments or creams or whatever. Because to me, that would be a bit of a turn-off. The fact of the matter is that nature made Femons that are good when they're young, but they don't last long. And then it's over. She's trying to get younger men. The only way is if she's got a lot of money. And she may get a young man, but he won't be there for her. She should look somebody of her own age. Well, sex is the last thing on the list. Bet she's got some cats or something like that. Oh, you should give her marks for giving it a go. No, this is basically sad. The Femons don't seem to realize they're making a fool of themselves and people are laughing at them. Especially me. Ha 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 ha. Yeah. But if you think about it, even at 64 years of age, she's still just selling one thing. And, of course, she still hasn't grown up. Reality has obviously deluded her all her life. Unfortunately, she hasn't woken up, and at 64 years of age, she's never going to. And this is a second attempt at this video. I did all the talking and everything before, and then the program crashed and didn't save it at all. That's because it's Premiere Pro Adobe. Glitchy as hell. Sure, I threw my PC and everything out the window, and I had to go down and get it. But I don't need to tell you all these dramas about making these videos. But the first one was much better than this one. May see you again, may not. Who knows? That's reality, isn't it? See ya.